tell us about your piece, which actually comes after the intermission.
A rather small piece. It's about an 11-minute piece that I've called Impromptu. And it's a free-form piece. It's just a celebration of Schumann and Chopin. It really has nothing to do with them, with their music. It's not a variation. It's not a takeoff on their music. Steve and Elizabeth asked me to write it for them for this occasion, and it's just, perhaps you could say, an outpouring of my feelings of love for their music, since, you know, one has to start somewhere in conceiving of the beginning of the piece. I tried to think of in what way I could pay homage to them. And I didn't feel like writing variations or, as I said, quoting their material. So what I did was I based the opening theme, which is something that recurs and is transformed throughout the piece, on the year of their gestation, just numerically.
Oh, that's interesting. And for listeners who may not know, that's taking the year, taking those numbers and assigning them particular notes.
I would have done it for the year of their birth, but it wasn't a very interesting motive, so I did it from, it's based on 1809. And so there's a pitch, it goes up an octave, and then there's the zero is a Eliot. Anticholitz and I were talking about it. We decided to call it a wild card. You know, the zero can be any note, and then it goes up a ninth, and that motive pervades the piece, and that's my little way of, you know, just as a composer, paying homage to them.
Very interesting. I'm looking forward to it. Well, when you have a new work, you've been working on a piece for a while, at what point does it kind of leave you? Does it stop being a project, something you're working on, and you stand back and you hear it as an existing work just as you would anyone else's music? Or does that ever happen?
Yes. No, I think it does. A piece will leave my head after a while. And first of all, like right now, I haven't heard it really live, you know, but it's completely alive in my head. So I'm the only one who can hear it. It's one of the little pleasures, actually, I get out of composing, is just knowing, you know, I'm the only one in the world who can hear this piece. It's just a little, like, that's neat.
And then it must be equal or even neater when,
yeah, oh,
when
it's performed. Very, it's like, if it's performed well.
Right.
That's, you know, one of the banes of a composer's existence is sometimes that you don't get a good performance, and then it's really torture. But in this case, I'm looking forward to a wonderful one. And, you know, the more experienced you get and the more people respect your work, the better performances you can get. That's part of the deal. But then it can be, you know, it sometimes it's very enlightening, too. I've had people take different tempos that I didn't want or do things in a way that I hadn't thought of as a performer, that it really is a collaboration. And sometimes I never thought of it that way.
Right.
I didn't think of that line in the music, but I like it. Or sometimes I don't like it. Or sometimes it'll grow on me after I think about it. It's very interesting to have other people play your work.
Right. Even though you do it as a pianist with Schumann's music, Chopin's music, you do it all the time, where you have a collaboration with the other musicians you're working with.
But
it's a little bit more interesting when it's your own piece, I bet.
Yeah, and different people, you know, I've had different people play, you know, my pieces in different interpretations, and it's interesting.
Okay.
And you do hear, you know, it brings out different things.